Settle into your space. And if you feel comfortable, close your eyes. As you sit or lie quietly with your eyes closed, become aware that there is a door in front of you. This door is the entry point to the kingdom. Standing in front of the door, you knock and wait for someone to answer. You are reminded, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The door slowly begins to open, and standing at the entry of the door is Jesus. He smiles at you. His face radiant with joy. His eyes twinkling with love. And his clothes a brilliant white. And illuminated. Peering out from behind the door is the Blessed Mother. Her veil is draped over her head and flows down upon her cheeks, just barely touching her face, and then wrapping over her shoulders. Her skin looks soft and glows with warmth. Her cheeks have a golden pink hue. Her eyes are bright. Her nose petite. And her smile simple and endearing. Jesus and Mary invite you in and embrace you gently and close the door behind you. There is no dialogue, and there is a peaceful silence. Jesus places his hand gently on your back, while Mary takes your hand. They lead you to the king's receiving room. In the near distance, you see one seated on the throne, and you see a myriad of angels all about the room. They circle the throne and slowly come to a resting place. As they remain suspended in the air, they use their wings to cover their face and bow down. As you approach the throne, you recognize that this is God the Father. His image is almost too much to take in as he sits comfortably on his throne. A complete rest comes upon you, and there is no fear, only peace. You recognize that you have become like a child. Jesus bends over and picks you up and places you on the lap of our Heavenly Father. The Father gently kisses your forehead. He looks at you, and there is no need to exchange words. His gaze fills you with peace and love. He understands you. He knows your inmost thoughts and even the thoughts you don't like about yourself. He looks at you tenderly. Even your most hideous thoughts crumble in his gaze. And you begin to recognize that nothing can separate you from his love. As he looks at you, you understand that he wants to share something with you. He has a joyful surprise. He lifts you up and places you in the hands of the Blessed Mother and extends his arm to the right. The Blessed Mother begins to walk with you, and you see a bright white glow coming from the room ahead. The interesting thing about the room is there are no corners, no ceiling. It's a room, yet seamless. You see Jesus in the room, and the Blessed Mother releases your hand and encourages you to run ahead. You run to Jesus. Everything about him and around him is dazzling white. When you get to him, he picks you up and swings you around. His love is in the air, and his joyful laughter resounds in your ears as he draws you in to a close embrace. He sets you down and looks at you. You understand that he has a surprise for you. He steps back, and above him, you see the Father with his arms wide open, emitting the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. From the Holy Spirit, a bright light shines down on Jesus, then enters in through his head and passes through his heart and out of his sparkling white robe directly into your heart. As you stand there and look at your own body, you realize that it is becoming illuminated. You gaze at your right arm and see it dazzling white. And then your left arm. And your legs. And your whole body. You recognize that you have just been filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. You are radiant with joy. The Blessed Mother looks at you, and with a joyful smile, you understand that she knows what you are experiencing. She is so happy that you are joyfully radiant. And you look at her, and then at Jesus, and share your deep gratitude for the gift of the Holy Spirit. For some time, you just rest here, in the Spirit, and enjoy the consolations from the gift. After a brief period of reflection, Jesus and Mary lead you back to the Heavenly Father, who is now on his throne. They lift you up and place you back on the Father's lap. You exchange glances and you recognize that it is time to move on with the rest of your activities for the day. The Father draws you back in for another warm embrace, and he makes you understand that you are always welcome to come back and be with him. He kisses your forehead and sets you down, and Jesus and Mary walk you back to the door. You are excited to start your day, and even more excited that along with your guardian angel, Jesus and Mary will be with you throughout the day. It is going to be a great day to give glory to God. Look for him in all things and thank him together with your guardian angel, Jesus and Mary, for making his presence known to you throughout the day. He loves you so much.